Blog Talk Radio.
It makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it.
Popping bottles, putting supermodels in a cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Proof. New watch alert. New blows. All the big face rollie, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the hole.
Damn, easy and hoes, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, tough man. I adopted these niggas, till I'm coming in. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bin. Last week I was in my other bin. So your diamonds up, cause we in and get another again.
Photo shoot fresh. Looking like wealth, I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surf it. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale, got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs, you ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes with no benefits, not bad, huh? For some immigrants, through your fences, we digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue. Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.
Hold up in this bitch with my brother Bagger, man.
I was wrong, I was dead wrong. Good heart, but my head strong. Trying to make somebody be everything I wanted them to be. Trying to make somebody see everything they don't see in me. Trying to make somebody see everything they don't see in me. Stayed down and I weathered the storm. Needed helping hands, couldn't get an arm. I expected them to move how I would if I was in their shoes. Weigh the options before you choose. Save in case you gotta pay some dues. Clock. Roof panoramic, I'm trying to see the top. I dropped a little change to get rid of ops. I flooded the block when they thought I wouldn't pop. Treat them how they treat you, had to learn. They was selfish whole time I was sharing. Showing love, but got hate in return. Now I'm heartless and I stand on it firm.
I done seen it all with this money, no lie.
First I lost it once, then I got it twice. You was broke like me, why take your advice? You can't leave a man, go get you a life. Hey. I was wrong, I was dead wrong. Good heart, but my head strong. Trying to make somebody be everything I wanted them to be. Trying to make somebody see everything they don't see in me. Save in case you gotta pay some dues. Now I got more to lose, but still got everything to prove. Hey, thinking back, I'm a veteran now. No recollection of settling down. Lifetime come with peddling brown. Copping them square and I'm selling them round. Here you a picture, we smiling, we giggling. Never was looking for sexual benefits. Fatal attraction and love.
love with the energy. Cafe gon' let you, okay, we got chemistry. We in a Porsche, booty a course, slim in the waist, cute in the face. A nigga per se, be hating on gays. I don't got feelings, I'm married the game. I feel like God rather have it this way. What got me a bag and I'm having my way. Gaining weight, got my bread long. I know you miss me, your head gone. I was wrong, I was dead wrong. Good heart, but my head strong. Trying to make somebody be everything I wanted them to be. Trying to make somebody see everything. Save in case you gotta pay some dues. Now I got more to lose, but still got everything to prove. Hey.
Peace, God. Peace,
peace.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. The music will over your voice, though.
I'm going to play one more clip, man, and then we're going to get it to the show.
All right, let's go.
Here's the key on this. Don't major in minor things. If you take up major time to do minor things, I'm telling you, you'll be behind the curve constantly. Here's what we learn in sales training. What's major time and what's minor time? Here's minor time, thinking about prospects. Here's minor time, making lists of prospects. Here's minor time, keeping books on prospects. Here's minor time, going to see the prospect. Here's minor time, evaluating the prospect after you've been there. That's all minor time. Here's major time, in the presence of the prospect. That's major time. And if you took a look, if you're in sales and you took a look at a week, you'd say, my gosh, I'm spending 90% of my time on the minor stuff and so little time on the major stuff in the presence of. How many hours in the presence of in my day? How many hours in the presence of during my sales week? Because the time that really counts is in the presence of the prospect. Majors and minors. Here's another key time management essential. Don't mistake movement for achievement. It's easy to get faked out by being busy. Guy comes home at night all exhausted, falls in the chair and says, oh, I've been going, going, going. Here's the big question. Doing what? It's not the going, going, going. Some people are going, 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 and they're doing figure eight. Their progress is small. So don't mistake movement for achievement. Here's another one in sales we learned. Don't mistake courtesy for consent. If somebody's pleasant and they nod, you say, oh, they're going to buy. No, they're courteous. You can't mistake courtesy for consent. Now, here's a big one, concentration. I had to learn this. All those years ago, I'm in the shower trying to compose a letter. Found it turns out to be a strange letter. So here's what I learned to do. Save the work till you get to the office. Save the work till you get to the work. Don't try to get to the office on the way to work. On the way to work, enjoy the way. In the shower, enjoy the shower. Then go to work when you get to work. I found this to be helpful. Concentration. Here's another big one. Learn to say no. I'm telling you, in such a social society we have now, it's so easy to try to be a nice person saying yes, yes, yes to everything. Find yourself overloaded. Now you got to call and make the well, gosh, you know, all the time it takes to back out of something that you said yes to too quickly. Here's what might be better. I don't think so, but if that changes, I'll call you. Little things you can use not to commit, overcommit yourself. My friend Ron Reynolds says, don't let your mouth overload your back. It's a good one. Now, here's a big one on time management. When you work, work. When you play, play. Don't mix the two. Don't work at play. I used to take my family to the beach and I would bring my briefcase. I learned not to do that. Or at the beach, I'm saying I should be at the office. I should be at the office. Now my family's upset because I'm at the beach and I'm thinking office, office, office. Now when I'm at the office, I'm thinking what? I got to get my family to the beach, the beach, the beach. So things are not going too well at the office because I'm thinking beach, and things are not going too well at the beach because I'm thinking office. Here's what I learned to do. At the beach, be at the beach. At the office, be at the office. When you work, work. When you play, play. Don't mix the two. Don't work at play. Now, here's one of the most important ones. Don't play at work. Work is too serious. You don't want the reputation of being the office joker. It's not a good one. Yes, there's time for some pleasant stories. Yes, there's time for a little humor. Yes, best if it's a happy office, of course. But I'm telling you, you got to be serious about work because you're parting with a piece of your life for the work you do. Your work costs you a piece of your life. Here's what it's called. Serious business. Not grim, not unhappy, but serious. Key. Don't play at work. The old expression, I don't think we use it anymore, horse around at the office. Play around, play jokes, play tricks. No place, not at the workplace. At the beach, yes. At the bar, yes. Somewhere else, not work. You've got to treat work with all due conservative passion. Because it's leading you to your future. Here's another key phrase, all work is good. You may not like your job, but if it's the stepping stones to get you to where you want to go, you've got to appreciate your job. You don't have to have a passion for your job. Here's the ultimate passion, a passion for incredible success in every department of my life. That's the passion. But don't look down on some menial job you have to do to finally get you to where you want to go. No job is menial. No job is not, no, every job is noble. Training life for pay, making a contribution to society. Next, analyze how you are. And if you have some weaknesses, if you can't, doesn't seem like you can change, here's the key, get it covered. I used to keep promising myself I'd keep the books, keep the books, keep the books. Finally, I gave that up. And back then, it only took me an extra 50, 60 bucks a month for some accountant to keep the books. I said, no, I'm going to save the 50 bucks. You can't believe what I started losing in productivity because I tried to save the 50 bucks. So the key is a lot of the time you can stay like you are, but just make sure you get it covered. Okay. Next, beware of the telephone and all other systems of communication, especially the telephone at home and systems of communication at home. And here's one of the best lines I've got for you for the weekend. Let all communication systems serve you, but don't let them intrude. When it comes time to have dinner with your family, you shut off all systems, unless the ones that can take messages silently. Don't let the phone ring. Don't let anybody intrude, come through the front door, nor the back door, nor through the telephone or any other device. So you can't reach John and his family when he's having dinner. The President of the United States couldn't get through. If you develop that kind of a reputation, father, mother, when we have dinner, when we're visiting and have this time with our family, nothing intrudes. So don't let these clever little devices keep intruding. You've got to have a place that's sacrosanct, it's valuable. You don't let anything in for that period of time. Okay. Isn't that good advice? Excellent advice. Here's the next one. Read all the books. You know, I've only got a few notes here on time management, but if you've got some particular challenges, you run a big organization, a big corporation, you've got some challenges, there's plenty of books. Now, here's what's next. Just be more alert to the things that might be stealing your time. Here's why. Time is like capital. You can't let someone steal your seed corn. You can't let someone steal your capital. And you can't let someone steal your time. You must designate your time. And some of the time that you designate, you must not let anyone steal. Casual time, you might let someone intrude and steal a little bit and take a little bit. But not serious time. Key. Next. One of the great time management savers is to learn to ask questions up front. Sometimes you talk to somebody for an hour, and then you ask questions and find out if you would have asked those questions up front, you could have saved yourself an hour. Asking questions up front helps you to get to the problem now. But if you just launch into some discourse, you might waste 30 minutes, waste an hour, when here's what you should have been talking about. After you've finished an hour, you say, John, what's really the problem? He said, well, it's something personal. See, that's what you should have been talking about this whole hour. Key. Next, learn to think on paper. Now we're going to take a break. Some ways to think on paper. One, we've covered one. Solving problems. Take it out of your head and put it on paper. Another one is setting goals. Making these lists we've already started. Here's another good way to think on paper. It's a projects book. Each person you're working with and each project you're working on, get a loose leaf binder and a tab and some pieces of paper behind the tab and do a little continual summary of how it's going between you and that person and between you and that project. I call it a projects book. It is so useful to me. But what's going on between you and this person? When you last got together, what did you talk about? And you got a few notes there. Here's what we talked about the last time we got together. Now when you get together again, you can review that so you'll know better what to talk about. When the president gets ready to travel and he's going to meet some important people, guess what they bring him? All these briefing books. Right? The last time you were with Khrushchev, Kennedy is informed. Here's what he said and here's what you said. Kennedy said, oh, that's valuable. I need to remember that. If a person is important, it's worth a little running account. You might even have a project book for your children. Here's what's happening between me and my child. We've talked about this, and we've talked about this, and we've talked about this. Next, a day timer. Keeping track of all of your appointments. You know, mine is all filled with, you know, when to catch an airplane and when to do a seminar and when to sit down and have a conference, all the rest. Next is a game plan. You know, if you've got a house and the, you know, insurance is going to come due and some other things are going to come due, you just put it on a spreadsheet and make sure it's taken care of. Key phrase, take things out of your head and put them on paper. And the key is to just experiment with different ways that helps you to do that. Now here's the last one, thinking on paper. And that's to keep a journal. One of the things I'm known for around the world, have been now for 39, 40 years, is keeping a journal. Now, my journal is not a, you know, it's not necessarily a, it's not like a diary. It might be part diary. You know, I'm flying over Ireland and I write down a few little things that impress me. Today I met this person. Wow, what an extraordinary event. Today, I conducted this seminar in Rome. 1,000 people stood up and sang for me. I've got a little bit of a diary in there. But here's what primarily your journal is for. Collecting good ideas. A journal is to collect good ideas on your health, good ideas for your business, good ideas for your future, good ideas for time management. Because I used to take notes on pieces of paper and torn off corners and backs of old envelopes and restaurant placemats. And I threw all this stuff in a drawer. It did not serve me well. I finally learned to get a bound copy, right? And just keep a journal, right? If I was here, I had my journal, I'd be taking notes, right? These 2 days in my journal. Now, if you're caught without your journal, you just take the notes when you get back home. You put those notes in your journal, throw the paper away. Because we don't usually go through paper to review. But see, my journals now make up a significant part of my own library. My journals all reserved privately for my children and my grandchildren. Can you imagine what I've collected over the years? It's unbelievable. There are three treasures to leave behind. I think you've already got those notes, right? Here they are. Number one, your pictures. Don't leave the event unrecorded. It takes only a fraction of a second to say, here's who I was with. When I travel the world, right? We take all these pictures. And here's one of the gifts. People send me the pictures they took of me and them. It's part of the treasures I have on the farm. Incredible. A picture's worth 1,000 words to describe the scene, the emotion, what happened. Say, wow, this was an extraordinary day for me when I met these people. Here's what they told me happened to them when they went to my seminar 10 years ago. Wow, the drama comes back if you've taken the pictures. It's one of the treasures to leave behind when you go. Remember the old photographs that we have now, of, you know, 100 years ago, 70, 80 years ago, just a few photographs? What would it be like if you had thousands of photographs of the past, of your history, your mother, your father, right? Grandparents? So change all of that now for your children. Leave all your photographs as a record. Here's what's next to leave behind, and that's your library. The books that changed your life, the books that changed your health, the books that rescued you from oblivion. The books that you passed on to other people, they were so exciting for you. The books that made you financially independent. The books that developed your leadership. The books that gave you wisdom to ponder when things were tough. The books that got you through the winter. The books that helped you to plant in the spring and harvest in the fall. What a treasure to leave behind. If you do that, here's what's for sure. Your books will be more valuable than your furniture.
Peace to the God. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me out there?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear
you. Okay. Do I have an echo?
Yeah, it sounds like you got like an echo in the back a little bit.
All right. Can you hear me better now?
Let's see. Test. I can still hear a little bit though. But probably won't hear it as much as long as you got something in the back running.
Yeah, you said you can still hear like the echo.
Yeah. No, I can't hear it no more though. You good.
I'm good. All right.
Yeah.
All right, peace to the gods, man. Today we doing Health Tuesdays, man. We're gonna keep this Health Tuesday going because I feel as though it's important, man, to actually speak on health pertaining to the wealth that we're trying to accumulate, you know.
Yeah.
Kalam, man, tell me, what you been like, how you been living as far as on the healthy side, man? What precautions have you been taking since this coronavirus has been, you know what I'm saying, been out?
Right, man. So I definitely been upon doing my push-ups, you know, because you got to get physical in too. You got to stay physically healthy. And then I've also actually been drinking, like, my herbs and stuff, like, whole different ones, like Bladderwrack, Gluvazin, it's this other one, too, I'm digging. I think it's called, like, Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla.
Yeah, that's
a good one too. We don't have to go into that one as well. You know what I'm talking about?
Hell yeah!
But
yeah, so.
I'm glad you mentioned the bladder wrap, because you know what? That's what we're gonna talk about today. You know what I'm talking about? We talked about the sea moss last week, so this week we're gonna get into the bladder wrap. You know what I'm talking about? Which the bladder wrap is. It plays a great part, just as well as the sea moss. If you go back to the show last week, we talked about the sea moss, and the sea moss, man, just to give a rundown, it has about 93 minerals of the 108 minerals that the body needs to sustain life, you know, and man, that's a powerful herb. So we're going into the bladder wrap this week because, you know, the master teacher, Dr. Savage, he used to have the bladder wrap and sea moss mixed in together. You know what I'm saying? And it made a great combination. A great combination, you know. And, man, I think that it played a great part in the healing process. When it comes to healing. So, yeah, man. We most definitely gonna get into this bladder wrap, man. We definitely gonna get into it. All right.
I would say I have a question for you. Like, how have you been, you know, up on your health, like the things that you were doing during this pandemic? You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm not gonna lie to you, God. You know, because of certain situations, we definitely all have backslides. You know what I'm talking about? But man, I had kind of backslid. You know, I've been doing the vegan thing, man, for about 7 years, and then you know, kind of went into a backslide. So once I found out that this pandemic was actually taking place. Man, I had to prepare myself for it. So even though I went back into digging into the meat, you know, didn't do too bad, because the only meat that I actually started back eating was like fish and turkey and a little chicken here and there. Once I realized, like, you know what I'm talking about, how bad it was making me feel, man, I had to get back up on my herbs, like the sea moss and the bladder wrap. You know what I'm saying? Also was doing the blue vervain. The blue vervain. Now that's a different show, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, because you know we could be going all day about these herbs, man. I'm telling you, all the numbers that it have when it comes to the. You know what I'm saying? To the body, man. But, yeah, we're going to stick on topic today, man, and talk about this bladder wrap. Because, man, it definitely helped me out when I got sick during this pandemic, you know. I'm talking about, man, I got real sick, man. I got real sick to the point to where, you know, man, my body couldn't even stay woke. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was falling asleep all over the place. And if you know anything about sleep, they used to have this saying, like, sleep is the cousin of death. You know what I'm saying? And your body going to sleep, man, it's trying to heal itself.
Oh, yeah. You
know? Yeah, it's trying to get itself back together. It's what you're constantly falling asleep for. You know what I'm saying? But then on the healthy side, man, you most definitely find it better that, you know, you don't sleep as much. You find more that you don't sleep as much. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's definitely, you know what I'm talking about, Man, it's definitely an understanding. Definitely understand. All right, man. All right. Hold on real quick. I'm going to try to put this headset on so that I can, you know.
Yeah, you good. You good.
You can hear me better now?
I can hear you better?
Yeah, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you better.
No echo, right?
No echo.
Bad, man. Let's get into this. Let's get into this. All right, now, when you, okay, let me see, where did I... Let's look up the... What is bladder wrap? All right, we can go to Wikipedia and see what Wikipedia is talking about.
Right.
All right, you got it pulled up, God?
Yeah, I got that one pulled up.
Okay, all right. Here we go. We got Fucus Vacalucas.
Fucus Vacalucas.
Yeah. It's known by the common names bladder wrap, black cane, rock weed, bladder focus, sea oak, cut weed, dire focus, red focus, and rock wrap is a seaweed found on the coast of the North Sea, the Western Baltic Sea, and the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. It was the original source of iodine, discovered in 1811, and was used extensively to treat Gaultrey, a swelling of the thyroid gland related to iodine deficiency. Let's see what Gaultrey is. Okay, or gota is a swelling in the neck resulting from an enlarged thyroid gland. Gaultrey can be associated with a thyroid that is not functionally properly. Now, this right here says a lot because, man, I know a lot of people suffering from thyroids. You know, I know a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, who suffers with that, man. So when you talk about, man, bladder wrap, man, this herb right here is the is what they use to actually, you know what I'm saying, take care of that problem for the thyroids. And, you know, man, it's a very powerful herb, man. Very powerful herb. Let's go into some more of the benefits of it. Let me see. If I pull it up. Let's see. We can go into it, man. And I'm just browsing the net, the benefits of bladder wrap cologne. If you know, I could send it in the private chat if you want me to. Let me see if I can send this over.
Yeah, send the one you got in the private chat.
All right. Let me see if I can copy and paste this one, man, and see if you got that. And I'm gonna just go over one of those pictures that is showing
the health benefits of bladder wrap.
Okay,
you see
cool.
That
I just got the picture. Yeah,
I
got it now. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if it's not. It's not letting me click the link.
It's not letting you click it.
Cart. Yeah, it's not letting me click it from there. But I'm going to try to go ahead and copy it and paste it, and now I'm pasting it. Let's see.
Yeah. See if that'll do it, man.
Nah, that's not doing it either. You on,
doing...
the page, you on the page, or are you on, like, a search engine?
Yeah, I just typed it in, and the great benefits of bladder wrap.
Oh, okay.
I just
cool.
typed
cool.
it in. Yeah.
I'm
I just typed
thing,
it in.
Man.
The benefits of bladder wrap. Okay.
Got it.
You got it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now I'm on a picture. That says the organic facts. The organic facts. Health benefits of bladder wrap. One is beneficial in weight loss, which we talked about the sea moss last week. Very, very, very similar. Helps to prevent cancer. Anything. Let me. I can't stress this enough. Anything that comes from the earth will help you defeat off any man-made disease. You know, whether it's cancer, sickle cells, AIDS, you know, any man-made disease, these herbs, you know, anything from the earth will help you fight it off. All right, and this one helps to treating many types of thyroid disorder. Prevents nuclear degeneration and growth of cataracts. Cataracts. All right. Bladderwrack is one of the most common types of seaweed found in the ocean. It has been used as a herbal remedy and a culinary element in various cultures for centuries. You know, now, this just tells you right here that, you know, this has been around for a while, man. This herb right here has been around for a very long time. And our ancestors used this to use it as a healing process, a healing herb, I'm sorry. And, man, we definitely want to make this a part of our everyday diet, man, because, man, Dr. Sabi, which is one of the great healing experts, man, he spoke on this. He spoke on the iris sea moss, and the bladder wrap, you know, and how they may a great, you know, combination, you know, when it comes to restoring the body. Now, you want to have all of the elements that you need to sustain life, all those minerals, in order to be on the healthy side. Most of us don't get any of the minerals that our bodies actually need. Most of us, none of us, really, we never get any of the minerals that we need. So we basically just, man, living off the last leg. Like, I don't know how, you know. No, Kalam, one thing for sure, I used to always ask the question when I used to read the Bible growing up, like, why are these people living 900, 700, for even 400 years? And as you notice, it was a decrease from the beginning of the book to the end of the book. People started living from 900 years to, I think, what was it, about 100 years, if that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
what,
and then you watch
what,
them go down some more.
Huh?
Obviously.
Yeah, so what transpired from the beginning of the book to the end? And you know, I'm only gonna bring up the Bible because that's what most of our people follow. You know, they follow that book.
Right.
In that book, it talks about one of the key things is the herbs being the healing of the nation. Now, if that is in that book, why aren't people following it? Why are we so in a rush to get microwaved, patched? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, man, I was dealing with one of my cousins, man, and he had a real bad toothache. A real bad toothache. And I was just like, you know, he was getting to the point to where, you know, man, he felt like his head was coming off. You know, I've been through that before, you know, but I haven't had to experience a bad toothache in over years because, for one, when you're taking the herbs on a regular, it kind of eliminates the pain. That's for one, you know. And then once you start taking the herbs, it starts working on your brain. It starts working on your body. So a lot of the unnecessary things that you were doing when you wasn't taking the herbs, you actually stopped doing because you start to get a lot more sense, if you get what I'm saying. You start, the herbs are actually working the mind. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of things that you start, you know, a lot of things that you were doing, you start noticing that was the cause of the reason you was going through the pain in the first place. You know, like once I stopped taking the herbs, man, I stopped eating junk food. I stopped eating all types of sweets. I stopped, you know, having a craving for all types of sweets. You know, and it just goes back to how when my cousin had the toothache, he would have the toothache and want an antibiotic, but he wouldn't want to leave the candy alone. You know.
Yeah.
And I would talk to him and be like, hey, you know, if you want help in that area, you got to first help yourself. We got to help ourselves first. And these herbs are here for the helping. It's here to build back up the immune system. It's here to build back up the body to give you all the ingredients to help and heal the mind. You know, you want to be able to think properly on a day-to-day basis. You know, I heard a guy say that people are smart, but they'll be even smarter if they didn't eat meat, period. You know what I'm saying? Or if they started taking the herbs, they'd be way more smarter. You know, and I believe that's a fact. That is a true fact, man, because, you know, like, man, it's almost like the understanding, like, I mean, we're made from the earth, so it has all the ingredients that we'll ever need, you know what I'm saying? As all the ingredients. So let me ask you this, Kalon. What are some of the great experiences that you've had since man, you know, you've been taking the herbs?
Oh, yeah, that's a lovely question. That's a great one.
So basically, like when I was like more, I would say like in high school type shit, you know what I'm saying? I was wanting to like basketball and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I was trying to call it for basketball and everything. That's what my career basically was going to be. But my knees were like messed up though. You know what I'm saying? Like I had to wear like 2 knee braces at one point in time.
Wow. So,
yeah, and it would be swelling up, and you know I'm from, you know my mom's from the island, so she went ahead and be like when my knees start to swell up, she would say like put your feet up in the air, like put your feet leaning up into the air, so to make the swelling go down and everything, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's for blood flow. I figure, but it kind of do work. So
I had
to do all of these things, and like sometimes when I bend my knee, like it would be like cracking, you know what I'm saying? Like you could have tell, like if I went into the NBA lifestyle, I was about to mess my whole body up, you know what I'm saying? Like my knees was gonna be the first thing to really give up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
At a young age too. That's a young age, bro. Like I'm still in high school.
Right.
And my knees can't, I'm 83 or something like that.
Right.
But yeah, I started taking the herbs. Fast forward to when I started taking the herbs and stuff. Got into Alfredo Bowman, Dr. Sabi. Started taking the herbs and stuff like that, and I think like I want to say like 4 or 5 months later, straight up, like I went into that diet like, yeah, I'm gonna really test the waters. I went like 4 or 5 months straight. It's still going continuously, but five months straight, just straight herbs and really just create my own food. Like cooking from scratch, all the vegetables and stuff. But my knees, like it stopped totally. Like swelling, I ain't had the swelling since. I ain't had a like when I bend, I could bend like right now. Like I'm bending right now while I'm on the phone, and I'm not hearing like no snapping.
Popping. So no snapping. Man, yeah. Sound like you about to fall apart.
Yeah. Really, you know what I'm saying? Now I could go on the court, play basketball and everything for fun. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Then I'm cool afterwards. I'll be hearing some of my homeboys, they be saying, shoot, bro, my knees start to hurt when I play on outside courts and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be like, man, you know what I'm saying? You got to get up on them herbs. They gonna catch it later though. Well, some gonna catch it. Everyone ain't gonna catch, like, you know what I'm saying? Use these herbs and actually actually see what they do. But you can take see when you say herbs too, people really be thinking like you be like, all right, cool. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the store and go buy some Lipton tea right quick, see how that help me out. You know what I'm saying? They go to like, you know, big brand teas and stuff like that, which, you know what I'm saying, they might give you minerals, but it's very low. The herb is not even going to where exactly you want it to go. Like,
exactly.
There's some herbs that work on your kidney. There's some that work on your stomach. There's some that work on your brain. There's some that work through your neck. You know what I'm saying? So you got to even do your research to see which herb helps you in that. You know what I'm saying?
That's facts. Facts. Oh. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
crazy that you know, you spoke on the fact, because, you know, I played ball going to high school. man, I actually stopped playing ball around 10th grade and kind of gave it up a little bit, you know, because of certain situations that transpired in my life. But, you know, yeah. I always kind of played around with it, you know what I'm saying? And even with me taking a break from it, I think I started back, you know, once I got about 21, 22. A lot of the people that I hung around weren't athletic, period. You know, so, when I decided I wanted to get back out there and, man, run around, the same thing you were saying, man. I was hearing cracking in my knees, and I'm 6'2". You know what I'm saying? So, man, brother is long, man, you know. And
you know,
I think with taller people, man, we always got that one problem with our knees, man. I had that one knee, my right knee, man, that I'm talking about. Man, it kept popping, and when I tried to run around and stuff, man, it got stiff on me, started stiffening up, man, and I was just like,
right.
Hey, man, I'm too young for this. I'm too young, you know what I'm saying? Hey, no, this ain't supposed to be happening right now, you know what I'm saying? So,
for real?
Man, you know, a lot of times we, you know, and, you know, I'm going to tell you this. Man, one thing that I was glad about was the fact that I had the body type that would actually pick up weight, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times skinny people believe that they are in the best shape because they are skinny. You know what I'm saying? It's because they don't know what's actually taking place with them. See, people that gain weight can tell the disorder. You see what I'm saying? You can tell the dysfunction. It's people who don't gain that weight who always feel as though they're fine. You know? Man, my son's mom was one, man. She was a little bitty lady, and, you know, man, rest her soul, but she always felt like she was fine. She could eat the way she wanted to eat, do what she wanted to do, you know. And you could preach all day to a person on the importance of health, and, man, it'll go in one ear and out the other ear. You know, you have to, you know, want this lifestyle. You have to want it. You know,
yeah.
But
you have the desire too.
Yeah, man. Like nothing else is way more important to me than my life. We all begged to be here. We was that little egg that was trying to outrace everybody else, all the other eggs. To get through the hole, you know what I'm saying? So we all wanted to be here. Whether you say you didn't or you didn't, you wanted to be here. So enjoy life while you can. Understand the sentimentals of life. You know the value of it. Get to know it. Get to enjoy it. Get, no matter what you've been through, man, when you start speaking on your health, you're already thinking about wealth. Because that right there brings you wealth. Because once you open up that door to fix your health, you then will begin to wonder about wealth. Because it's not a cheap process. It's not a cheap process. You know what I'm saying? And in order to be real healthy nowadays, now I tell people it's not expensive to be healthy. It's not, because you can always just fast. You know? You can always just fast. You fast. That right there helps you to eliminate a lot of the problems. Because when you're not putting in anything in your body, your body has a tendency to survive and sustain life on its own, you know.
Right.
But when you
and
get
it
when
also,
you get this,
let me hear what you're saying.
Go ahead.
All right, yeah. I was saying, like, and the reason why, like, fasting also helps you out to restore yourself because it's actually giving your organ, some of your organs, a break. You know what I'm saying? To revive themselves so they could work harder too. They need to rest sometimes too. We be eating and going to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Your stomach working overnight. You wake up, that's breakfast. You know, you still you eat next time, lunchtime, dinner. Then you start back all over again. You know what I'm saying? You gotta let them revive themselves.
Oh yeah, man. Let that body heal itself. And you know, the only time that body gets any healing, and sometimes it don't even get healing then, because a lot of our people, you know, have a habit of once one gets sick, they still try to force it to do things that it shouldn't be doing. You know, I used to get sick when I was a child, and instead of my mom letting my body just heal up, she would try to steal chicken noodle soup down my throat. You know, right. which is an understanding. Most people don't understand it, though, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Man, the body needs a break. That's the whole point of it shutting down. You know? That's the whole purpose of it shutting down. It needs a break. You know?
Yeah, it's hard to operate without no sleep. You know what I'm saying? I go with everything. Everything that can rest, it has to rest.
Yeah. Man, most definitely. Most definitely, man. Man, most definitely. So, you know, man, that's one of the great things that you know, I have an understanding about when it comes to the sea moss. I mean, to the bladder wrap. Man, because, bladder wrap plays a important part of the herb system, you know, and this is one of the main herbs that Dr. Saber used to talk about. We went over the sea moss, and now we're gonna do the bladder wrap, you know. But this has been known to boost your immune system, like. When you are feeling sick, when you feel low, you know, man, you have to rebuild that immune system, because when you're feeling sick, that's just it's an understanding that the immune system is shutting down. You know, when you yeah. get that cold in your throat, you get that. You know what I'm saying? That soreness in your throat. When you get that, you know, that slight headache, or you know, man, you feel nauseous. Those are signs of your immune system, you know, having a downfall. When you wanna build that back up, man, you wanna think about the sea moss and the bladder wrap. Sea moss and the bladder wrap. All right. What we're gonna do is, man, we're gonna take a quick break, man, and come back and man, if you know you out there, you wanna call in, talk about some of this sea moss. The bladder wrap. Dial 1. Man, and I get you in queue, man. Get you in queue. All right, man. We're going to take this break and be right back.
The marathon is just about seeing long term, seeing a vision, understanding that nothing really worthwhile happens overnight, and just sticking to your script long enough to make something real happen. Laying a brick every day instead of trying to build a brick wall. Just lay a brick every day. Eventually, you look up, you're going to have a brick wall.
I never been one of the people that could be comfortable being careless. Some people, I noticed the quality that they don't have that
they just don't have the I guess the pressure on themselves. You know, they just have a little bit of a comfort that I don't have. I don't feel comfortable unless I know I went above and beyond with my preparation. The things that possibly could happen, if I ain't take real steps to prevent those things, I'm not comfortable. I can't walk around, you know, charismatic and happy. Nah, I got to make sure, you know, we setting up some type of wealth, because we might have a little bag right now, but we know a lot of people had a bag right now, and they ended up bad. We got a core business, which is, for me, music, but then it's about building an enterprise around it. And I think, you know, that's what we see Jay-Z has done. That's what we see Puff has done. The music don't become how you pay the bills. It's a lot of pressure off of it. You got other things bringing in income. You can make music solely as an artist.
You know, I was always a hustler. So mm-hmm. when I talk to a young dude, I'm like, bro, my advice to you is going to be money advice. I don't going to get philosophical. Bro, get you some money. You're going to feel different. All that other advice I could have gave you, this is the short version. You know, get you a couple dollars, man. You're going to feel different.
Obviously, having a passion for music since day one, the dream and the vision was to, you know, start a label and start a music movement, a music brand. And then just thinking, like, as a chess player, you know, assuming that we would have success in music, the next thing became, dang, what will we do next? And just looking at the blueprint that people like Jay and Puff laid, we like want to, you know, offer our opinion into fashion. Yeah, so the actual brand, the name of the brand, obviously, is the Marathon. And it just stands for endurance. It stands for staying down. It stands for, like, not quitting, accepting the ups and downs of whatever game you commit yourself to and riding it out. You feel me? Because, you know, that's the reality of, you know, success or greatness, that it come with a roller coaster ride, you know. So I think that anybody could apply the marathon concept to what they do, if it's sports, if it's fashion, if it's music, if it's hustling, whatever. You're just on a you're on a marathon, you know. So to make that the basis of our, you know, fashion line, I look at it like, you know, we honor the people that ain't quit. We honor the people that stayed down.
You know, I be juggling. You know what I'm saying? I juggle a lot. I play a lot of positions. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So my mentality when I do start to be like, damn, this is a lot, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, that's what it's supposed to feel like. If you are going toward what the vision look like, and that's like greatness. That's, you know, on multiple levels.
Mm-hmm.
That's the vision that I'm working toward. So I'm like, I just think about that. Like, this shit ain't supposed to feel, you know, comfortable. It's supposed to be uncomfortable. It's supposed to stretch you. It's supposed to be a burden to a degree. And you got to, you know, wrap your mind around that and accept it and embrace it. And you catch some wisdom off of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, get the wall.
Construction, huh?
Nah, you know what I'm saying? We used to have a studio set up here. You know what I mean? And just motivation on the wall. You know what I mean? We brainstorm, round table. A lot of times if we ain't at the studio, we ain't at the shop, we come on mat. You know what I'm saying? You gotta all money in, you know, stay focused. Quitting is not an option. 6 hours make a million. Big money only. You know, talk about it, be about it. You know what I mean? How hard are you really going? Different things that you wake up to, you know what I mean, when you're on this marathon.
Words is powerful, you know? And I think that the ability to articulate, you know, you can really impact people. I think as human beings, everybody has a natural gift and a natural passion. But then you go outside and you get influenced and you feel pressure from what's going on outside. And so, you know, I read one time, like, would you rather be at war with yourself and at peace with the world, or at peace with yourself and at war with the world? Mm-hmm. And that was powerful for me.
Man, most important thing, number one, is you got to get rid of doubt. If you got doubt in what you're doing, it's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? And the way to do that is you have a plan. Because if you got a plan, it's not like just a pipe dream. You have a step-by-step list of things to do to get to your goal. If you don't have that, it's very hard to really have faith in what you're doing. Because as soon as something pop up, it's going to look like the end all. But if you got a game plan of everything you need to do, you know, one thing pop up, well, I still got to do this, 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 and that, so this thing going to stop me. You know what I'm saying? Another thing pop up, well, shit, I accomplished this two things. Since my last obstacle, I only got three more things to do. Let me keep pushing. Fuck it. Pretty soon you attained your goal, and then you create another one. But without a game plan, without a strong sense of faith in what you're doing, it's going to be real hard to accomplish anything. And I know, you know, it's a lot of obstacles out here. Family, baby mamas, the legal system, trouble with the law, you know, your homeboys being involved in a crab in the bucket syndrome where, you know what I mean, you making moves and starting to make your way out and people start trying to attach themselves to you and really become weight, you know what I'm saying, extra weight. And sometimes it's like kamikaze, they blow themselves up trying to stop you. So, you know, you gotta have faith in what you're doing and not take no for an answer. You'll get it. It'll be a long run, but you'll get it for sure.
You gotta go hard. You gotta believe in yourself, and you gotta have a sense of humor and know that bullshit is gonna happen. You can't be too serious about it and too emotionally affected when bullshit happens. You have to just stick to the script, believe, have overwhelming confidence, be your own biggest fan, your own biggest believer, and put it on your back and carry the weight. You feel me?
Success to me, I say it a lot, it's just being able to do what you love to do and support yourself off of. Live your dream and do what you love to do every day. So I'm successful in my eyes because I don't sell dope, I don't go to work, but I do music and I love to do it. And that's all I have to do to maintain.
Number one, you know, I just feel better, homie. I sleep better, you know what I mean? I got a level of like, I'm at peace with what I'm doing. I feel good about what I'm waking up doing and about my lifestyle. At one point, I wasn't proud of my lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't content with what I was doing on a day-to-day basis. I wasn't happy with that. So it was eating at me. Even though I'd be on the surface, cool and straight, deep down, I knew that this wasn't the direction of what I need to be doing. Now I wake up with the feeling that I'm going in the direction that I'm here for. Like what I'm on this planet for, I'm doing it.
When you don't have resources, you're in survival mode. You know, so being in survival mode automatically rules out a lot of things. Because you don't care about morality, because you don't experience morality. You experience, you know, the need to survive. You don't experience, you know, fairness. You don't experience planning for the future. You just experience my ribs touching. You know what I mean? And it's better me than you. And, you know, it's a survival instinct that kick in. So I think once you get out of the survival mode, your morals come back closer to your daily decision making. You start thinking about what's right and what do I believe in. But until you get out of survival mode, you ain't got time to be worrying about right and wrong. You worrying about bottom line. You know what I mean? By any means necessary. So I think that economics is the answer. Empowering people economically is how you really, really impact. But I don't know if it's about dropping a bag of money in the hood. I think it's about impacting culture in a way that, you know, the mentality changes. I couldn't make a blanket statement to just the young people doing dirt. I don't think that's honest. You know what I mean? It's context for everything. Nothing happens in a vacuum, you know? But I would say that, you know what I mean? You're going to lay in the bed you make. You're not going to get away with nothing in terms of the energy. You know what I mean? You might beat the camera or the police. They might not catch you for what you're doing, but the energy is always going to return to you. So when you just living in this cycle of being negative all day and just putting out negativity and that's the only energy you putting out, it's gonna return to you in a different form than you put it out in. So I would just say, you know, master your energy. Do your best to master your energy and what you put out, you know, unless that's what you want, you know, because you entitled to whatever you want to create, whatever experience you want to create for yourself. But if you're tired of that shit, adjust the energy. You know what I mean? As best you can, adjust what you wake up thinking and what you say. And then lastly, what you do. And that's not an easy thing to do because it's such a pressure in these areas to just go by the way things are. But, you know, it's a lot of examples that you could look up to as young kids in the streets. You could look up to a Kendrick Lamar. Not the words, forget what he's saying, just where he came from. I seen him, you could YouTube him freestyling in the Nixon Garden Projects. You could look up to a Nip Hustle. You know, you could look up to any one of these guys that came from this hopelessness and you know, wiggled their way through it. You know what I mean? And you could reverse engineer what they did. You know, look at the steps, what happened.
The example I would like to set is by my demonstration. Like, yeah, you can get it. It wasn't no outlet for me. I was on Crenshaw and Sloss, and I created an outlet. My trunk. You feel what I'm saying? Everything is cheap. The camera we filming this interview on is probably less than $200. You know what I mean? So you can definitely touch people for a small amount of money if that's what you want to do. It's no longer $10,000 camera, $200,000 studio. It's not that day and age is over with. It's the playing field is level. So if you got an idea and a game plan and you want to do something, you can really do it. Now, that's my example. I said
all my original goals, I met them. I had goals as somebody coming out the street. So I didn't have a hell of a entertainment set of goals. I never wanted to win a Grammy. That was not my goal coming out the street. Them is music goals now. Mm-hmm. That I'm in the music game. That was never my goal. I never thought about selling 1 million records. I thought about, you know, doing something legit to make my money and being able to, you know, not worry about when I heard the helicopter late at night thinking they was coming to kick the door down.
Right.
You know, I was like, I read an article that Joel Santana made $15,000 a show. I don't know if it was true or not, but I'm like, damn, you can make $15,000 a show? That's how I was thinking at that time. Like, you know, what we did as teenagers to make $15,000, you get a lot of years for it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you could go do a tour where you make that every night. And then I remember looking at every state, like it's 50 states. If I could sell 1,000 units in each state, Indy, at $8 a unit, you know what I mean? I could make somewhere near $500,000 if I just figure out how to do that. And that was my little entry level goal. So, you know, we established and accomplished them things early. And I had to redevelop my goals. Now that I was in the game and I learned niggas get $1 million a show, niggas get $500,000 a show. I didn't know that. I didn't know that, you know, you got, I knew, but I didn't think that it was realistic that you could really sell millions and millions of records and become a global brand. So as I became exposed to these situations, met these people that performed on that level, and like, you know, you ain't no smarter than me. You know what I'm saying? You just in a position. You just, mm-hmm. you know, you sitting in a space where you can execute on that level. You know what I mean? I start.
Peace to the guys, man. We are back, man. All right, Kalam, man. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, man, let's get back in, man, because we ain't got long on air, man. And I kind of want to, man, you pointed out some great pointers, man. Man, let's break down a little more about this bladder rap. Man, let's go into depth with it, okay? And you were saying about the iodines, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And fundamentals. Go into to depth with it, and I'm going to pull it back up, man. Why you feel it's important to discuss the iodine?
All right. Why do I feel like it's important to discuss it?
Yeah.
I feel like it's important to discuss it because without iodine, you won't be alive.
Facts.
Like that's just like what it is. If you don't have iodine in your body, you pretty much will be dead.
Pretty much, man. It's almost like the minerals. All right.
Yeah. So that's all very right. important.
Right. Because we went over minerals last week. And understanding that every living organism have minerals. Every living organism. Okay? Every living one. Okay, let's see. Why iodine is an important mineral in the body? Iodine is a type of trace mineral essential for the production of thyroid hormone. This chemical This chemical element mainly exists in the form of a water soluble ion, implying that it concentrates in oceans and saltwater pools. The human body is incapable of making this compound. Hence, it can only be derived from the diet. meaning that, hey, you can't make this on your own. You need some form of elements to actually help you produce this. You know what I'm saying? To actually put it inside the body. You know, and that's what, you know, this bladder wrap is really, really good for. All right, let's go more into depth with it. Let's go more into depth. Let's see. I had two of it pulled up. Iodine. Okay, let's go to Wikipedia. And Wikipedia will tell you that iodine is a chemical element with the symbol I and atomic number 53. So if you go to the charts, you'll see that on the charts, you know. All right, and the heaviest of the stable heliogens, it exists as a lustrous, purple-black, non-metallic solid at standard conditions that melt to form a deep violet liquid at 114 degrees Celsius. The boils to a violet gas at 184 degrees Celsius. However, it sublimes easily with gentle heat, resulting in a widespread misconception, even taught in some science textbook, that it does not melt. The element was discovered by the French chemist Bernard Curtius in 1811. And was named 2 years later by Joseph Louis Gay Lucius after the Greek violet color. Man, and it goes on and on, all right. But you know, we're gonna just kind of touch on it a little bit because we got like 12 minutes left, man.
Right,
and you know. The things that I've gotten from this message is that, you know, bladder wrap is an important herb that should be taken throughout your everyday life. You know, if you're having problems with your immune system, if you're having problems with your weight loss, if you're having problems with if you're having problems, period, try it, man, this, and I guarantee you, you won't have side effects. You know, some people say that, you know, I seen it on the internet that, you know, it was some side effects to it, but man, I'm telling you, man, I've been taking this product for years, and I've known people for years that have taken this product, this herb. Let me correct that, this herb. And, man, they never had a side effect. The only side effect that it had on it was it actually did the job. You actually saw the weight loss. You actually saw the reconstruction of the body. Like, you feel it. You feel it, man. I'm talking about you feel more alive. You feel more energetic. Man, it gives you that energy that your body needs, man. I cannot preach that. Man, I cannot preach that enough, man. It gives you the energy that your body needs, man. And I've been taking this herb for over, man, it's 2020 now, man. I started taking this herb back in 2011, man. You know, and, man, I'm telling you, I feel great. I feel wonderful. I don't wake up in the morning time now, and the first thing I do when I stand up is actually hearing my bones pop. I don't hear that anymore. You know,
hey, for real.
I don't you know, I used to, you know, try to ball my hands up, right? And, you know, my bones would pop so much, you know, from just all of the bad foods and things to now, man, I could, ball my hand, make a fist, man, I don't hear not one bone pop. You know, it was getting that bad, bro. It got bad. You feel me? So, I mean, you're not supposed to be falling apart out here, man. You're supposed to be young, full of life, you know, energetic, able to, you know, get around, you know. The great Dr. Save, and listen, he was, I think he said he was 72 on that video, on the video where he dropped down to his knees. Yeah, see, he was 72, Dr. Savior was, in that video, Kalam. I remember we talked about it last week. I had to go back and find it, you know. And, yeah, man, he was 72 years old. So imagine being 72 years old, being able to drop to your knees and get right back up.
Hey, people like 25 right now, 25, you know what I'm saying? They can't do that, bro.
Man, you feel me? Can't drop to their knees without feeling like, hey, man, that's going to hurt. You feel me?
For real.
So, yeah, man, you know, we got to do better, people. We got to do better, you know? Man, you know, it's an understanding out here, man. You either want to be on the alkaline side, or you want to be on
the
acid side, the acidic. Yeah, you know, if you know, you want to live a long and prosperous life, man, come on over here to the alkaline side, man. You know, this is the side that's gonna help you think clearly. This is the side that's gonna, you know, man, it's gonna help you with the with enjoying your life, basically. You know, I don't think that I had a great life until I actually came to the alkaline side, because then I started to enjoy life. I started to understand life. I started to, you know, want to know more about life. But when I was on the acid side, I didn't care about life. I didn't care. You know, I would get pissed off if someone came in the room and woke me up when my body was trying to heal itself. I used to get upset when, you know, I'm thinking and people would disturb my thoughts. I used to be an aggressive individual. But once I came to the alkaline side, I became more humble. I became more positive. You know, my thoughts were a lot clearer. I started having more dreams, and not only that, I gained a lot of understanding, So you want to change your mind so that you can change your reality. When you think about herbs, man, you want to be. In your best form, you want to be your higher self, your higher you. And the only way that you're gonna make it to that point is if you take the supplements that was given to you by the God Himself. As I stated before, the herbs are for the healing of the nation. Let's join this fight to actually take back our power, because this is our power. this is what gives us power. These herbs. You know, I had watched this one show, and it's called The Green Frontier. I found it on Netflix. You know, and I always like to, you know, talk about shows because they like to put information in these TV shows that actually go over a lot of people's heads. But this TV show, The Green Frontier, was actually a show that talked about the exactly how the Europeans or the Caucasians came and manipulated our people that stood firmly on the herbs, you know. So you might want to go and check out that TV series. It's called The Green Frontier, and man, you get a great understanding of how those herbs used to have an effect on our people in a powerful way, how we control the world with the herbs. See, one thing for sure, two things for certain, the earth is your mother, and that is what you have to return to one way or another. Either you return to it while you're alive, or once you die, you return to it. You know? So be obedient while on earth so that you have something to give back to nature when you leave. You came in the world, you came in as an alkaline baby. Go back out as an alkaline baby.
Fine.
All right. So, you know, we're gonna, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna conclude the show. But we will be back on Friday for the Love of Commerce Friday. Man, you know, for the Love of Commerce Friday, you know. And, man, we're going to start that show back at about the same time. We're going to do 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, man. Y'all come out. And man, and listen to what we got to talk about, man. We got some great heat coming Friday, man. And we're gonna get on this commerce. We're gonna get on some of these commerce, man, and put a little information out there, a little heat out there for y'all, you know. All right, Kalam, is there anything else you wanted to close out with, man? We got about a minute left.
Oh, nah, we good. You know, I enjoyed the show.
We good.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Well, with that being said, man, we gonna close it out, man. Peace to the gods, man. Peace to the gods.
All right. Peace.
Only for the new life. Yo, it's amazing what 365 days can do for you. Time last year, they was like, talking about cutting budgets and shit. I dropped the biggest record of my career. Yeah. Being the partner with Jay-Z. Shout out to Tata, what's up? Tell me what it do. Decisions. Gotta pick them wisely. Gotta choose them carefully. Got bitches I know that would dirt for me. Got bitches I know that don't care for me. Could've went on tour with your favorite rap and declined. Why? I'm trying to break CMG. So instead I'm doing mine. They see them now, see them made folks been the last streets. Call me back. So they miss that old guy, that old G's, old Boosie. That was real rap. In New York with three bangers. Did Jimmy Fallon with Megan Trainor. I guess success won't taint them. Guess the money can't change them. Decisions. Homie on probation. Took him up to Rock Nation, let him meet Jay, told him be patient. Decisions. And lil' homie really got it. Try to tell him where to turn, he ain't learned. Lil' homie caught a body.
9 times 9 is 81. I'm a 80s baby, born in 81. they in prison. Never want to be the biggest. I just want to be the realest.
I pay 6 figures a year for a hitter. Not cause he a goon, he might my little man.
He got the city divided, yeah. Bring it together, I tried it, yeah. Some little I tried it, yeah. Some little I tried it. I'm the king, your highness. Yeah. You want a problem for finding. Yeah. I was too busy getting too many million right now. Be perfect timing. Let them look, say they what they do the best. I don't be tripping at all. Whatever come with it, I'm with it. Look, I swear I'm good for it all. 9 times 9 is 81. Woo. I'm an 80s baby born in 81.
From the crack.
From a family full of hustles, youngest son. They say get that money, show them how it's done.
How it's done.
Down like a million in the hood.
I'm a millionaire.
A million like 10 million.
I'm trying to.